every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know something, JT? I've been saying this for many, many years. Anything with professional in front of it when it comes to pro sports is rigged. And you know something? look at how sports betting is affecting the NFL, NBA, MLB, and NHL players. I mean, look at it. And if that's not rigged, they're rigging the games, without a doubt.
Well, I'll tell you what. So we discussed this at length last week, and I love this discussion because I have really true feelings when it comes to gambling on sports and how it can't be a cottage industry.
Well, it's bigger than a cottage, man. It's more like a big Rodeo Drive kind of Rodeo Drive.
Yeah.
Stuff, you know,
that's my
point. It's a billion-dollar industry.
That's my point, is that it is a cottage industry where, you know, it's kind of underground. It's not in your face. You're not getting pulled in. It's the same reason why you can't put cartoon characters on cigarettes, is because they're trying to limit your audience. And obviously, we don't want children smoking cigarettes, so no cartoons on cigarette cartons. And it seems that makes sense to me. Like, I'm not really a guy that's out there trying to say, hey, make a bunch of rules. You know me, when it comes to the sports that we love, I feel like the less rules, the better. But there have to be some kind of rules in place, and we're seeing what happens when gambling becomes...
You know what? When the NBA was called in by Congress... All of a sudden, when they started investigating and they told Jones, do not have anything to do with any kind of mafias or anything on his, in other words, they let him out of jail. All of a sudden, all the stuff he turned in, they said, well, they had two of the big stars that were injured and they were betting on it. You know who it was? LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
So Los Angeles, big surprise that Los Angeles is the place where the crime is happening. But really, at the end of the day, they're going to have to figure this out. You know what? We're going to keep talking about this after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21. Welcome to Cricket Wireless. Santa?
I've got to get Mrs. Claus a gift or I'm in a whole lot of trouble.
How about a single unlimited line? Only $35, plus a free Moto G5G.
Dude, you're a lifesaver. Here, take a present.
Says it's for Timmy in Des Moines.
Never heard of him.
Join Cricket Nation and get a single line for $35 per month, plus a free Moto G5G. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. Requires activation of new line on select unlimited plan or higher. Pay $40 first month. New lines only. First month service charge, tax, due, and sale fees. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See CricketWireless.com for details.
At Bank of America, we're proud that more than 20,000 veterans and people with military backgrounds have joined our ranks since 2015. Now we're committed to adding 10,000 more over the next 5 years. By helping veterans achieve their career goals, we're moving from appreciation to action. And together, helping expand economic opportunity across America. Visit bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Blue sky. Some people think nature is like this, but actually, it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back. Mouthing Off.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, I told you, and I've been saying it since I was in professional wrestling. Anything with professional in it is rigged.
Yeah, it's starting to, you know, there's always been talk of fixed games. The referees are changing it. The league wants this team and this team to represent them in the big games. So it's not exactly a new theory that big time sports are fixed, but these,
now it's been proven.
Yeah, these gambling accusations are a whole different ball game, because we know, if you go back to the Chicago Black Sox, obviously they fixed a World Series with the help of the mafia and took a payout.
Well, that's not the only one they fixed, believe me.
Well, they've, that's the one they know
the
about
World Series forever.
Well, I mean, we don't know that, though. We know the Black Sox, and then we pretty much know that Don King taking over boxing, it was sketchy. There were a lot of things that were happening that were, you know, but once again, assumptions. Nobody's ever come out and outright said that they were fixing boxing, but boxing is one of those that a lot of people assume it was happening. But really, we've gotten on in our culture to this place where gambling is sort of a national pastime. It's no longer baseball is the national pastime. It's betting on baseball that's the national pastime. It's everywhere. Everywhere you look, every sporting arena, every sporting field, every sporting stadium.
It's in your face constantly.
Yes. And by the way, they took out the Italian mafia in the 80s and 90s. And
yeah, they thought they did.
Well, they said, we're done here. But this is the problem with crime and gangs and all of those things, is that when you get rid of one, somebody always moves in to fill that vacuum. And I don't think it's the actual companies that offer the gambling to you that are fixing this. I think it's, you know, old school style crime that is taking advantage of the fact that, you know, everybody has a casino in their pocket at this point. We're going to have to do something about it. We can't continue like this. It's gambling.
Well, it's running. It's just devastating professional sports.
I don't care about professional sports. It's ruining people. That's the problem. Especially, you know, if you're
I think people play sports.
Well, people play sports, but people playing sports are being paid, you know, pretty good money to go out there and play sports. A guy that's a plumber that's, you know, making $100,000 a year and betting $50,000 a year.
Really bad.
That's what I'm saying, is I'm more concerned about the people that are gambling. And don't get me wrong, I know you're listening to this and you're saying, don't say that. I love putting in my parlays on Sunday. I love betting on my favorite team. You only love it until you get in trouble, and then you're going to go back and say, I should have listened to the other guy on mouthing off because he was right. I now have this problem, and this problem, and it all stemmed from me betting too much.
Well, that's the truth. How many people are broke now because of gambling?
A lot.
A lot. And broken homes. Kids don't eat. Things happen.
Yes, it's a tale as old as time.
Yeah, it's not good for you.
Yeah, you know, we've gotten to this point, and you know, we're here in the United States of America, and we're free. We can do whatever we want to a certain extent.
Yeah, you're free to go broke.
Yes, you are free to go broke. But I do believe that there has to be some kind of moral stipulations that are put in line. And I feel like that's what we always have been, is like, yes, you're free to do whatever you want, but you know better than to do this, this, and this. And granted, well,
you don't bet your last meal on some team or a horse.
That's always going to happen. That's always going to happen. To those who have access to gambling, there's always going to be one out of 10, I'll throw out a number there, that is in trouble with gambling. But when you expand it to the entire nation has access to it, it's being marketed towards them. So they're like, hey, bet $10 and get $100 free to bet every other commercial on TV. Clearly, we're exacerbating a problem that was small, and it was a problem. We hated it when it was small, when you were, you know, having leg breakers in New York go after people that had large amounts of debt and burning down restaurants so they could get the insurance payout to pay off their debt. All of the stuff that you saw in Goodfellas, we hated that. But for some reason, now we just absolutely adore gambling.
It's what it's about now.
Yeah.
Every other commercial is a gambling commercial.
It's not, though.
Cruise ships everywhere. Everybody's got it.
We don't have any gambling commercials, but what we do sell to you is what we truly believe in, and that is odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures, made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Have we said enough already, Eddie? I mean, do we move on?
Just don't ruin the $80 million we're fixing to get off of FanDuel, okay?
Hey,
because
listen.
We will advertise gambling.
You know what, Eddie? I'm not taking that money. That's all going to you.
Well, that's okay. Thank you. It can be made out to me.
It's my pleasure, Eddie. I will continue to do the show with my
moral
character. I know. And everybody listening will say, wow, man, he still shows up while Eddie's out there on his yacht.
He's broke as a dog. He should have took that $10 million that Eddie Mansfield tried to give him.
All we hear in the background are the birds and the fish jumping off of Eddie's yacht. And the other guy, I just think I heard a siren pass by his row home in the middle of Florida. Well, anyway, we've got to do something about it. You know, I'm sure that our representatives in Congress are really paying attention to what we need, not what the guys filling their coffers need. So gambling's here. It's probably going to stay. Speaking of gambling, if you would have bet that Alex Ovechkin was going to pass Gordie Howe for the most regular season goals scored at a single venue in NHL history, you would have won, because he scored his 442nd goal at Capital One Arena. You know, the Gordie Howe thing is, Gordie Howe is obviously the second biggest legend in hockey after Wayne Gretzky. Like, everybody thinks Gretzky when they think hockey. Gordie Howe is close second. He's Mr. Hockey. Everybody loves Gordie Howe, and the stories that are told about him, whether true or false, are incredible. But Gordie Howe played forever. So
yeah, he did.
If Alex Ovechkin keeps his skates on as long as Gordie Howe did, Alex Ovechkin's probably going to score 1,000 goals and beat Gretzky's points record. So I do get a kick out of the fact that Gordie Howe's records have stood for so long. I'm not kidding. I believe he played until he was 51.
Yeah.
Yes.
He did.
Which is bizarre. And not all of it was in the NHL. I think there was a period where he wasn't in the NHL and then he was back for a little bit. That's the one thing about Gordie Howe, though, is that he was a machine. He was no joke. He could take a beating, take a licking and keep on ticking. I'll go with that cliche.
Tough dude.
Yeah, and you have to be pretty tough to play a sport like ice hockey for 51 till you're 51.
You're talking about who's going to have to be tough. It's James Franklin going into Virginia Tech.
I think this is a very good...
Blacksburg, Virginia?
Yeah, I think this is a very good opportunity for him. I think Penn State, it's a school that has high expectations. He, in my opinion, lived up to those expectations for half of his tenure. And they ran him out of town. And the guys in Blacksburg were like, okay, we'll take this guy.
Well, they haven't really had a coach since Frank Beamer retired. The Hall of Famer, Frank Beamer. He's the only one that could really... He's the one that put Virginia Tech on the map.
The problem with Virginia Tech is it's in the middle of nowhere, Virginia, but the University of Florida is in the middle of nowhere, Florida. There's a lot of these schools. Virginia Tech can compete for championships. They've proven it in the past. And this gives them an opportunity to, you know, get back into shape and playing for national championships in Blacksburg.
Well, it'd be something different. They haven't done that in a long time.
No, we're going to go over the college football playoff top 12 after the next break. But we did discuss Georgia and Texas last week, and neither of us were surprised or wrong about the fact that Georgia was going to beat Texas. It was not the greatest game of all time by any stretch of the imagination. It was more hype than game at the end of the day. And
well, I'll tell you who had no game was the Texas Longhorns.
Yes, I agree with you there. I have
the dog
no argument.
Showed up. Longhorns didn't.
They did. I have very thorough thoughts on this particular game, and I would like to discuss them, but not right now. After this, on Mouthing Off, all over the world. Mouthing Off, all over the world.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Foul the ball. All over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, you know, when you look at the Buckeyes, you know they're number one, and you know Indiana's number two, and number three is Texas A&M. All three are undefeated.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah, and then you got the Dogs, you know, racking up number four.
Yes, I pretty much am on board with this top 12. You know, you got your two lost teams in there, but they're of note. Oklahoma, I don't know if I'd necessarily buy Oklahoma. Utah, it sure, I guess, that an 8-2 Utah.
BYU should have been number eight.
Because of the fact that they only have one loss. Really, though, Oklahoma, you're right. They should be able to swap BYU out for Oklahoma, but an 8-2 Alabama being below an 8-2 Oklahoma to me just seems absolutely ridiculous. But good for the Boomer Sooners. Well,
they're both at SEC. That's the way they look at it.
Let's jump back for a minute and discuss Texas, because I got a chance to really sit down and pay attention 100%. To the Texas Longhorns over the weekend. And Arch Manning is not the problem in Texas.
Well, it's the play calling.
It could be the play calling, but his line, horrible. His line seems very, I know this was against the Georgia Bulldogs. This probably isn't the best matchup to judge against, but Georgia ran over their offensive line. Arch was in trouble all game long. He made a couple of incredible plays. He made one Patrick Mahomes-esque sidearm throw that was phenomenal, but also their best receiver is dropping balls. It just, Texas is not.
Well, when you're getting the snot knocked out of you like the Dogs do, yeah, they'll make you drop it.
Well, they're a beatable team, as we've seen. And so if they're a beatable team and you're a team that's interested in being discussed in the upper echelon of college football, then you have to at least make a game of it. And Texas really, they didn't. They looked bad. Georgia looked really good, and Texas looked really bad. I don't think that's a good team. The beauty of this is that Arch Manning, they're probably not going to be talking about him much going into next season. He'll probably...
Well, which is good for him.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, they you know, Paul Feinbaum, you know, Paul, sometimes I just want to slap you upside your bald head, man. I mean, you all of a sudden, because he's coming out, he's a Manning. Oh, yeah, he's a Manning. Mm-hmm. But he's not Peyton. He's not Eli. He's not Cooper. Okay. Paul Feinbaum said, oh, he's going to win the Heisman. He's so far away from the Heisman, he can't even sniff his feet. I mean, Arch Manning is a joke. He looks like a joke. He plays like a joke. And he's horrible.
He's not.
He is not even... He's a disgrace to a Manning to play quarterback like that. He sucks.
He doesn't.
And I'm a Texas Longhorn fan.
Yeah.
I love the Georgia Bulldogs, and I'll never, ever root against them because I pull for them. But I'm a Longhorn fan, and he's just disgraceful
the way
he's played.
I disagree. I think Arch Manning.
Well, that's why they like backup quarterbacks. When they become starters, they're no good.
Well, this is the thing, is that we've talked about it before. I think they did Arch Manning a disservice by making him sit out his freshman year. I think if they would have stuck him right in there with the team they had last year, they may have had more success. He's a good quarterback.
He's not a good quarterback.
You did just say that. You just said he was a disgrace.
Well, you know, he's a backup quarterback right now. He plays like one.
Well, I think that if they surround him with more talent, he will look much better. But that could be said about a lot of quarterbacks. This may be a kid who, you know, doesn't shine in college, but gets to the NFL and takes over the NFL kind of like
Jerry uncle, Jones,
kind of like his uncle Eli, who, you know, was the other Manning and equal.
Well, he did a great job at Ole Miss.
He wasn't winning national champions. He didn't have championships. He didn't have the same kind of hype coming in. We've been desperate for a Manning since the Mannings retired, and we were given one. And there's another one in the wings right now. I think Peyton's son is
Marshall
in high school as an eighth grader, and he's not allowed to play, but he is allowed to practice. And we're going to be talking about Mannings.
He's going to school in Chattanooga.
Yeah, it's
that big prep school.
He's going to be another Manning that we're going to be discussing wherever he chooses to go to college. And guess what? I think I know already where he plans on going to school, and that is Tennessee, and following in his father's footsteps, going to Tennessee.
Hey, you want to talk? Let's talk a little Ole Miss since we're talking about the Mannings.
All right.
They say that Lane Kiffin's fixing the bolt for the University of Florida.
Okay. I don't know why he would. So University of Florida, obviously it's in Florida, so you have an opportunity to recruit in Florida, but Lane Kiffin could be the guy, the Ole Miss guy. Like, who's the Ole Miss coach that won them a national championship that we know now?
I don't know.
Exactly. Because if you go to Florida, you're living up to Steve Spurrier and Urban Meyer. So,
well, that's not hard to follow.
They both won national championships as Florida Gators head coaches.
Urban Meyer. You can win one in the state of Florida. Look who you can recruit, for God's sake.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But it's obviously not a given that you can recruit to the University
Lane
of Florida.
Lane Kiffin can coach anywhere.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Does he stay at Ole Miss and make his own legacy, or does he follow in the footsteps of other giants and go to the University of Florida, where he will be better off recruiting-wise no matter what? I hate to say it to all you Ole Miss fans, but it's easier to recruit to the University of Florida than it is to Ole Miss. I don't know why. I mean, I do. I'm a Floridian. I love Florida. Everybody wants to come here.
Yeah, but there's nothing like, hey, they have the best tailgating in the world in Oxford.
And I will say
hottie
this.
Hottie toddy. You know the hottie toddy deal.
I do not run into a lot of people in Florida that are like, yeah, I came from Mississippi because it sucked in Mississippi. I don't run into a lot of those people. So it may be just as good up there, but for some reason, Florida has a better history of being able to recruit and compete for national championships than Ole Miss does. I would like to see him stay. Let's jump over to the NFL, Eddie. Cowboys beat the Raiders. Dak threw for four TDs. Prescott, Pickens, they were the stars as the Cowboys honored Marshawn Nealon with a big win. Dak, this is exactly the kind of game that Dak shows up for.
You know, when you talk about Marshawn Nealon, you know, killing himself, and they played for him. You know, folks, all you people listening, we got a huge listening audience, you know, and over 4 to 6 million, depending on the night. I'm just saying that if you're having trouble, don't feel bad. Call somebody.
Yeah.
Don't let it get you. And because you can win at anything. Everybody who's listening, if you got a friend out there and they need your help, go help them. And don't be afraid to call somebody.
No, we are getting much better when it comes to fixing mental health issues. And I'm very happy to see that we're moving in the proper direction of that. Not just trying to, you know, medicate you to death. And these young men, unfortunately, are under a lot of pressure and don't see. This was a professional football player.
Yeah, but his mother died in 2024, and he lived for that, and I don't think he ever got over it. But that's not an excuse to do what he did.
No, it's not, and I guarantee you it's not his excuse.
But somebody needed to be there to help him.
Well, I don't want to put that on anybody's shoulders either, because I know in my personal life I've experienced this same thing, and a lot of people live with a lot of guilt for not doing something differently. And I do personally believe that when a person is that far down the road, nobody can change. I know you can't change, unfortunately, that when it gets to a certain point. And I feel like the only way that they can be helped is with proper psychiatric guidance. And I feel like the United States of America is moving in a better direction.
Yeah. So help somebody. If you need somebody, call somebody. Don't feel bad about it because it's okay.
You know, if you are struggling out there, tomorrow is another day, and, you know, pick yourself up by the bootstraps, face that day, and find something that can help you. There's something out there that can help you. There's a lot of resources now. There are a lot of different things than what we've done in the past to correct these issues. So, you know, really, I think it's a lot easier to find proper help than it ever has been before. And if you're struggling with it, you know, please do so. We don't want to lose anyone in our mouthing off world.
You know who's struggling? J.J. McCarthy.
Yes. I think that J.J. McCarthy is a kid who is hurt and is not going to live up to what Sam Darnold was able to do in Minnesota last year. And Sam Darnold moving on and still being great in Seattle proves to us that it wasn't just the Minnesota system that made Sam Darnold look so good. I haven't moved on from J.J. McCarthy yet, but I do think that they may need to really kind of try to stock the cupboard there, because he may not be the answer in Minnesota. They may need to find someone else.
Well, it's just like Atlanta Falcons. They found out that Michael Penix is not the answer. He's always hurt. Well, you got Kirk Cousins. Thank God you didn't get rid of him. Now he can play.
That's why they didn't get rid of him, is because they wanted a backup plan, literally, figuratively, all of those things. If Penix Jr. were to either be hurt or not be the answer, they were willing to let him have a leash when it came to whether or not he was the answer. But you can't put a leash on someone getting hurt. Once he was hurt, Kirk Cousins steps in. Kirk Cousins is under the pressure, is under the microscope, I should say. And we will see how he can do with those Atlanta Falcons. But they probably...
You know who's under the microscope, Jeff? It's Justin Fields with the Jets. When you got a team that sucks like the Jets and they bench you, there's a problem. You got a career problem now.
Yeah, nobody thought that Justin Fields was going to step in there and be the man. We got to run, Eddie. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World. Mouthing Off! All over the world.
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Kohl's Black Friday deals are here. Grab your coffee and put on your sneakers because it's go time. Through Saturday, save up to 50% on everything from toys to beauty faves, winter styles, and more. Plus, earn $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Yep, that's extra Kohl's cash. So run, don't walk. Just hold on tight to that coffee. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end November 29th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Denver Broncos. I told you they were going to be a good one.
They look at them. They look very good. And as it says on my paperwork, defense wins championships.
And they're going to win the AFC West, too. Yeah.
With defense, offense, they've got pretty much everything.
Well, they got defense, and then the defense holds it until Bo Nix warms up.
Yeah, so that's a beautiful thing for them, is that when you have a great defense, what you need is a quarterback that's not going to lose you any games. And it looks like Bo Nix is a guy who can, you know, hold onto the ball and play football the right way. When his defense is holding people, you go down, you score 2-3 times, your defense holds the other team to 2 scores. I'm no mathematician, but that leads to wins, and they're winning in Denver. The Patriots.
Yeah, Sean Payton, the last guy he picked, took him to the Super Bowl with New Orleans.
Yeah.
Drew.
Yes. He chose to take a chance on Drew Brees when the Dolphins passed on him so they could go with Brian Greasy. And the Dolphins have never recovered from that decision. But the San Diego Chargers moved on from Drew Brees. And it worked out well for both teams. I know that...
Phillip Rivers had a hell of a career with the Chargers.
They never won a Super Bowl, but he did have a fan. They had a lot of fun during those years in San Diego, and the Rams seem to be the team in LA, and the Chargers are going to, they're a playoff team. So
the team in the AFC East is the Patriots, playing like the old Patriots.
They look really good. It's funny how a good coach will change the whole face of a franchise. And you moved on from a legend in Belichick. Tennessee had one of his, you know, proteges. They brought him in. They moved on from him too quickly, in my personal opinion. They made some weird decisions.
You let Vrabel go. Why?
Well, because he wasn't winning games yet.
You can't win with crap. He didn't have time.
I know.
Time to put a team together like he did in New England.
That's exactly what I said. Although, I'd argue with you that he's not put a team together in New England. He has inherited a pretty good team, and he's made them a more than pretty good team.
Yeah, he went and got the rest of the puzzle that makes them great.
Yeah, that's what a good coach can do, is he can come into your program and make things better, not worse. And Vrabel has gone into the Patriots, and a lot of people were scratching their heads with the Patriots. I mean, they move on from Mac Jones. They bring in Drake May. Is this going to be any different? They bring in the new head coach. And yes, it is different. Would Mac Jones have been more successful under Mike Vrabel? Probably. I think that...
Absolutely, because he's a good quarterback.
Yeah, I think that, you know, what the missing piece that they were missing, as you said before, was the head coach. And Mike Vrabel has stepped in there. And he actually, I think, benefited from going and having, you know, a bad time in Tennessee, as many coaches in their first opportunity do. They go somewhere, they suck, they get run out of town, and then they build dynasties.
You know, in Nashville's a great town, and I don't know why they got the Tennessee Titans, which are the Oilers from Houston, and they've sucked. You know, they've won a little time, but But that's been a long time ago.
It's been since the turn of the century, since they've had a really good team. They had some good years with Chris Henry as their quarterback. It was an exciting time then, very short amount of time. And then Derrick Henry comes in and is extremely good for them. It looks like with A.J. Brown and Derrick Henry, all they need is a QB, and they trade them both away. They don't go find a quarterback to play with them. They just say, oh, all right, we'll trade these away for draft picks. Then we'll draft a good quarterback, but he won't have anybody to hand it to or throw it to. So Will Levis.
You know what's going to be really cool, though, Jeff?
What?
Is a wild card this year. Could it be the Chiefs, Bills, and the Ravens as wild cards? I mean, that's unbelievable.
Well, things are changing, and right now it looks like that's a very good possibility. If you would have drawn it up in the beginning of the season and said it's going to be Denver, New England, Indianapolis, those are going to be the teams that everybody's watching.
Well, you could have won some serious money.
Yeah. So if the Patriots beat out the Bills for the AFC East, obviously that leaves them to be a wild card team. The Chiefs, the Broncos are ahead of them right now, and the Ravens are, you know, kind of they have
scratching
an opportunity
their way back.
They have an opportunity to take their division and not have to be a wild card team. But the Chiefs are likely a wild card team. The Bills, maybe not, but probably a wild card team. The Ravens, those are the three teams that everybody would have thought would own the AFC this year, and they're looking at a wild card possibility.
That's amazing. And when you look at the NFC, the Rams, when the Rams beat Seattle, you knew without a doubt these guys are for real.
Yeah, the Rams look really good. The Eagles look really good. The Eagles have proven to us that they can win in the playoffs and win a Super Bowl. The Rams have also done so with sort of this same team. So those are two teams with pedigree. And the Seahawks, kind of, it's been a long time, but this is a new Seahawks. Can they go in and beat a team in the playoffs on the road to get to the Super Bowl? I don't know if they can do that. The Lions last year were the talk of the town. They can't get past the NFC Championship game, and they're out. And Detroit fans are thinking, okay, next year. But it looks like next year is going to be a lot harder than last year.
They look like, you know, the Lions got a problem. Chicago Bears. I don't. They're going to be their problem.
I just don't believe in the Bears yet. I think the Lions are better than the Bears. And if the Bears were to take the NFC North and the Lions were to visit them away in Chicago for the first game, I feel like the Lions would get past the Bears. Oh my, I should say.
He with little faith, my boy.
I know. The NFC South has, you know, just one team that we're going to talk about. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And
yeah, that's the only one you can.
I know. So they're looking good. Baker
South
Mayfield.
Sucks.
It's Baker Mayfield and the boys are either a decent team in a really bad division, or they're a really good team that's winning.
Well, I'd hate to play
division.
Them in the playoffs. I can tell you that.
Yeah, I think that Baker Mayfield has the ability to go in and win playoff games, be it at home
anywhere
or on the road. Yes. So it's going to be fun. A Survivor Series War Games, Saturday, November 29th at 3:30 p.m. at Petco Park in San Diego. It's going to be fun.
You love that park.
Oh, yeah. That's a beautiful park. I mean, it's incredible. The street that runs along the back of it is fantastic. That's where the gaslight or gas, whatever those things are called, area is of San Diego. It's a really cool part. There are little bars, little restaurants, and Petco Park has an area where you can sit down with your family and have a picnic and not buy a ticket to the game and watch a baseball game, which I thought was really cool and very interesting. It's a beautiful park and a beautiful city.
Well, you know, you're going to have your 17-time world heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
John Cena is going to show up in San Diego.
That's going to be a lot of fun. It's this isn't his last hurrah, right? He's going to.
Not yet.
Yeah, he's got this and. Yeah, I thought
it was Monday night in Madison Square Garden.
That's what I thought. So he is going to come to San Diego.
Yes.
So they're just lying to us now, Eddie. I can't believe
told you he's finishing in December.
Yeah. I can't believe that wrestling would lie to us. It's so crazy.
No. It's kind of, you know, they would never do that. Believe me.
I didn't know he was a best-selling author and record-setting Make-A-Wish granter, John Cena. Sense to me.
He set all the records from Make-A-Wish.
Yeah.
He's a good dude, John Cena.
Absolutely. I love John Cena. I love everything he does, from wrestling to his movies. I think he's underrated, hilarious. The TV show that he does for DC Comics is absolutely hilarious. He is a fun guy. I don't think he's Al Pacino, and I don't think he's Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, but he don't try to be. I mean, he's just John Cena, man.
Yeah. He's a good enough actor, and he surrounds himself with funny people, and he's capable of being funny himself, and he's a lot of fun to watch on television. Stephanie Vasquez, Eddie.
Yeah, she got her ass beat by Nikki Bella, and Nikki Bella is coming back as strong as a heel. You know, that was old John Cena's girl.
Yeah, yeah, she's turning herself into one of the big heels in the women's division.
Well, you know,
they're
all trying to, you know, Charlotte Flair wants to be a babyface now, which I don't see, but she is. She made a huge save in the Garden in New York. She came in and with a kendo stick, you know what that is.
Yep.
And just whipped the hell out of that big fat Nia Jax and that other girl. And just beat them like a dog when they had beat up Alexa Bliss. So they're setting something up for the War Games, the Survivor Series in San Diego, and then let me tell you what really went. You got Gunther coming back. See, they're loading the cards, man. They're loading the barrels, getting ready for WrestleMania. Brock Lesnar showed up. And you know something? He kicked Cody Rhodes' butt. He got after CM Punk, but the guy he couldn't handle and came back. When I'm telling you, they're loading the guns, Roman Reigns. Reigns lied. Hey, he lit him up.
Well, I guess if you're the WWE right now, you know that you're getting eyes because John Cena is on cards. So people are watching, and if you can have them fall in love or fall in hate with another guy or gal, that will keep them coming and keep those eyes on the WWE. Right now is the time to get them because they're watching for John Cena.
Well, yeah. And him being his last Raw on Monday night was a perfect deal to bring all these people in to put those eyeballs on them. Cause believe me, they had a huge audience. Oh, it's the WWE office, Jeff. I mean, they dog Cody Rhodes, and he's a world champion. So that just makes something go off in my suspicious mind that would tell you that Cody Rhodes may not be the world champion much longer because they let Brock Lesnar dog him. I mean, he dogged him, and who saved him was Roman Reigns.
Well, you know, these are not new names to wrestling, but they're huge names. Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar are huge names, and the WWE sees that when you bring a huge name back, it works. They've done it with John Cena. They've gotten a year out of John Cena filling up stadiums. Yes. And if Roman Reigns or Brock Lesnar, they're not John Cena. Roman Reigns, I guess, would be the closer to John Cena. Brock Lesnar, I don't find that compelling other than the fact that the guy's massive and
he's married to Sable.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter to me either. I like a guy who, you know, has a really cool gimmick that isn't just being a monster. And Brock Lesnar's not that guy. Roman Reigns, though, I think I could watch and enjoy. It's an interesting time for wrestling because they are going to have to figure something out because John Cena ain't sticking around forever. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
I'm
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All over the world.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know something, JT, that I'm real excited about the NFL coming up. College football, I'm real excited about. And I'm devastated because I made this prediction over 10 years ago that when I got out of the professional wrestling business, that everything that had professional in it was rigged. And you know, I'll never forget, the best text I got today was from a good-looking girl in Maryland that said, you know something, Eddie Mansfield, you were right about professional sports. And I said, you know, I told you a long time ago, it's all about the money.
It has become more and more and more about the money as time has gone on too. We've seen it with professional sports in general. They're making hand over fist money. They're paying their players a ton of money.
Ridiculous of money.
We're trying to go see Alex Ovechkin up in Washington, D.C. play before he retires. We want to take our 8-year-old up there to see him one time at home rocking the red in Washington, D.C., one of the cooler things to do. And, you know, we're taking 8 people and we're not going to get in the door for, it's probably going to cost us a couple grand to go see Alex Ovechkin play.
You need to call your boy in Dallas and the other ESPN people we know and make sure you get in.
I pay for seats in Washington, D.C. You know where I live. That ain't happening. I go to games and, you know, I'm able to go see the sporting events that happen around my area, but Washington, D.C. is far out of my zone. So we pay for tickets over there. Hey, Eddie, before we go, I almost forgot to promote it. MouthingOffEntertainment.com. Go check out Eddie Mansfield, the Continental Lover. He's the icon. He's the legend. He's the Hall of Famer. And you can also, while you're there, see about the other guy at MouthingOffEntertainment.com.
Yeah, the other guy's pretty cool, too.
I agree.
And, you know, we're a hell of a team. And thank you guys for listening each and every week. We love you and we cherish you and we try to give you the truth.
I definitely know it's true that it looks like all sports are fixed, but you're calling yourself right on this one already. And I think jury's still out on it, Eddie. They might not be fixed. This could be just a small, small portion of all of professional sports that was gambling. But we're going to find out, I think, this time, which we never have before. We're out of time. Tell them goodbye, Eddie.
For the other guy, this is the Lover, Eddie Mansfield, saying so long, everybody.